Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to talk about emotional terrorism. Yeah. I don't have to define that for you. Isn't that interesting? When I say emotional terrorism, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And better yet, on this show, I want you to ask yourself a question and be able to identify who is the emotional terrorist that's in your life right now. And to help you identify who that terrorist is in your life right now, I'm going to reveal what actually constitutes an emotional terrorist. I'm going to reveal exactly what that is, how people use it, how they become an emotional terrorist, what it means. And later on, I'm going to talk about the signs that you're actually being terrorized, okay? I'm going to go through some really exact situations and guideposts for you to understand. And then later on, before the end of the hour, I'm going to offer suggestions on what to do once you've identified that you have an emotional terrorist in your life and how to deal with it in your life right now. Okay, so let's talk about emotional terrorism on Live Your True Life Perspectives. I think this is great. There's a lot of different words that I've used for this in the past, but I think that this defines it. And I think that when you take this on and you realize it, it really begins to open up your mind to the reality of the situation, because it's like you're able to see what's going on and you're able to identify with emotional terrorism and how it's happening. So let's begin with what constitutes an emotional terrorist, okay? What constitutes one? And I think that when we're talking about an emotional terrorist, I think we have to begin with what kind of fighting tactics that they're going to use, okay? What kind of fighting tactics, you know, are they using, right? Because that defines what kind of emotional terrorist you're dealing with. It defines at what level you're dealing with, the mastery or the non-mastery level that you're dealing with. You know, some of the emotional terrorists you're dealing with could be quite elementary, my dear. Others could be, well, they've had quite a bit of work, but bit of talent at it, skill. They've been working on it for a long time, honing their craft over years and years of a lifetime. So many times we're dealing with various levels of skill set when we're talking about an emotional terrorist. And I find this very interesting because many of us could be with someone who might be like a black belt in emotional terrorism. Some of us could be with people that are basically graduating the second grade and getting, you know, a little ribbon for graduating second grade in emotional terrorism. So let's begin with the first fighting technique that I would like to talk about on today's show. Okay, the first fighting technique is the blame game. Oh yeah, the good old blame game. Yeah, I don't like to play that, by the way. It's not my favorite. I'd rather play a lot of different games besides the blame game. But that's the first one. The blame game I find to be quite interesting. The blame game. Because the first reason why somebody blames somebody else for issues is what? They don't want to take responsibility for the situation. Okay, I get it. I find that very elementary. I find that very simple. But I found that historically, you know, given the human condition, a lot of people out there don't want to take responsibility for their actions. They don't want to take one bit of responsibility, okay? They will create any sort of narrative. They will go from one end of the world to the other end of the globe, creating this narrative, right? That makes them look great and makes everybody else look like a douche. Seriously, that's just the way life is, okay? That's what happens with a lot of people, because what they do is they place this blame. You're the reason for my life falling apart. You're the reason I'm unhappy. Because of you not being here yesterday, XYZ happened, and it could have ruined my life. Okay? How many times have you heard something like that? I bet quite a bit. And it's interesting how folks that aren't using the blame game technique get sucked right in, right? Because that's something that sucks us in. Because we go, oh God, maybe if I would have been there, this wouldn't have happened. If I just would have been there, for God's sakes, this wouldn't have happened. So what happens then? Well, the other person that's not the emotional terrorist begins to what? Feel bad, okay? We feel bad and we feel guilty because we probably should have been there. It's all our fault, okay? So we play right into the hand. It's interesting when people place blame, because a lot of times when you're not catching it and you're not aware that there's an emotional terrorist in your life, you don't realize it. Okay, you don't realize that that's the game of choice, okay? You don't realize that they're doubling down on you every time, and you don't catch it, and it starts to build up, and you start to feel bad, and you start to feel even worse about who you are, and eventually you're like, man, I am just down in the dumps, man. I can't do anything right, right? Is that true? No. That's wrong, but because of the guilt and the shame of being blamed all the time, you're actually starting to believe it. I've had the emotional blame game used on me quite a bit in my lifetime. And I'll tell you, for the most part, in the beginning, I fell for it almost every time. Okay? Almost every time I felt like, well, you know, God. Yeah. Man, I just should have been there. Or, yeah, I should have done XYZ and then that wouldn't have happened. And, you know, and you find all these reasons to get mad at yourself, because you start believing it, because whatever's being told to you, you're like, well, you know what, I'm the bad guy, I'm gonna take responsibility. And a lot of times the way we were raised to feel guilty, right? Raised to feel guilty, and so that guilt comes second nature, okay? That guilt, that shame, that guilt, well, you know. And you know, we want to take responsibility. We want to get, you know, the buck stop here kind of thing. So we kind of start getting into that mentality where we're like, okay, what can I do to change the situation? You know, the next fighting tactic that I'd like to talk about is the silent treatment. Okay? Yeah. You know, the silent treatment is a very interesting thing. I mean, it's very interesting, and you know what? I just made this up, and I think this is great. I'm going to write about this in an upcoming book. I think the silent treatment is the ninja attack, okay? It's basically the ninja attack. They don't talk. They just attack. They just attack. You know, you're like, oh, my God. They're not actually physically attacking you. But, you know, if you've ever dealt with the silent treatment for longer than a couple hours, you know that it's one of the cruelest, most manipulative, like, ways and tactics of emotional warfare that you've ever come into contact with. If you've ever experienced that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's painful. It really hurts. Because the thing is that it's all devised to make you lose. Okay? So when you're the person not using the emotional warfare, okay, when you're the person that's not using it, but you're getting it, when you're the person that's getting it, right? You want to stop it. You want to come to a reconciliation. You want to come to an agreement. Okay, let's clear the air. Let's move on. You know, we're better than this. We don't need to do that. And the person using the silent treatment's like, you think this is over? No. You don't even know when it's over. I can go 5 days without talking to you. And the worst thing is when you're getting the silent treatment in your own home. Okay, that's ultimately the worst. Because there's no way of getting away from this person. They're there and they're not talking. Okay? And many of us, like, we can't shut up. Like, we want to end it. We want to finish this. You know, we want to clear the air. And so you're over there like, come on, honey, come on. Let's just come to a real, let's come to an agreement. Let's come to a reconciliation, you know. And the first thing you want to do is apologize for mostly something that you never did. Okay? I'm going to apologize because I want to clear the air. I want to apologize because I want to be the bigger person. Well, you know what? That's a lie. Most of the time when we apologize in an argument, it wasn't even us that started it. We just want to end it and move on. But does that make any sense? No. So we want to end it and move on with a false pretense because we can't deal with not talking. Isn't that really essentially what's going on? Okay? Because, you know, when I'm telling you one thing, from now on out, I made an agreement with myself a long time ago. When I'm getting the silent treatment and I've done nothing wrong, I ain't apologizing for anything, okay? They're going to be begging me to talk because, you know what? I'm done. Because I've realized that when we apologize for things that we didn't do, we're lying, okay? And lies are never good. Especially in this kind of situation because you're lying about the fact of who started it. But there's more than that, right? You're lying about that so you can end the silent treatment, but in reality, the issue in the relationship is inherent in the system. And by you contributing to letting this go and letting the lying dialogue continue, you continue this to facilitate throughout the relationship without standing up and knocking it between the eyes. Okay, stay tuned. I got more. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. And back this time, two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, BERGES.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out The 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show on Perspectives, I'm talking about emotional terrorism. And right before the break, I was beginning to explain what constitutes an emotional terrorist. And really, when you're really figuring about what constitutes an emotional terrorist, you're defining the terrorist by the fighting tactic that they use, okay? And right before the break, I was talking about a specific tactic, the silent treatment. I call the silent treatment the ninja warfare of argumentation. No, you're not getting beat up. But literally, it's so silent and so precise, and it lasts for so long, it can cause people to go insane. And what do we normally do when we're getting the silent treatment? We want to apologize for things we didn't do to end the silence, because we can't handle it. We want to talk so bad. You know, us humans love talking. Oh, God, please, I got to talk. Oh, gosh. And that's one of the keys. And it's interesting because this type of emotional warfare is precise, and it normally leads to the person that's not guilty apologizing to get out of this noose, to move on, and basically get to deal with this cycle later on down the road, because we really never dealt with it, right? I remember the last time I was with a friend of mine and I got the silent treatment, I almost went down that same cycle, you know. Oh, come on, let's talk about it, you know. Oh, come on, you know, you can talk. Let's open up. Let's discuss it. I apologize for anything that I might have said, which I didn't say anything, okay? It had nothing to do with me. And I did self-examination to know that prior. And I remember I almost went down that road, and I was like, no, I've never really dealt with it the way it needs to be dealt with. And I literally just looked at this person, and I said, you know what? I wish you the best of luck, okay? I got nothing to say. I got nothing to apologize for. I didn't do anything wrong. This tactic doesn't work on me anymore. And until you decide to grow up, we probably need to, well, you know, put the brakes on our friendship and really determine what's up, because I really need to really rethink my friendship with you. Okay? That person started talking immediately. Unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. It was so quick. And it was the opposite of everything I've ever done in that situation, you know? I didn't placate. I didn't lie and say it was my fault. You know, I didn't try to buy them something. Oh, come on. Come on. Let's go get a sundae. Oh, let me take you to lunch, okay? No, I didn't do any of that. Because you know what? I finally realized for the first time, this has nothing to do with me. This is their way of emotional terrorizing me and my life and creating really just negative stuff and making me feel bad. For whatever reason that's in their mind. And, you know, it was interesting how that person just started talking immediately. We had a conversation, and I love them still, but we do not spend any time together because my life is worth more to me than that. You know, the next form of emotional terrorism that I like to talk about is, you know, being the bad person. You're just a bad person. You know, you're the meanie. You're the reason why all this is happening. The labeling of bad person versus innocent person. I always find that very interesting, the labeling. Okay. They're always the innocent. You're always the bad person. It's so funny. It's funny. It's like it never changes. It's like a cartoon or something. And it's really funny when you start believing it. Okay, that's how the emotional terrorism works when it comes to this. You actually start believing it. You start questioning yourself. Maybe I am the bad person. You know, maybe I need to calm down. Maybe if I wouldn't have said that, it wouldn't have caused X, Y, Z. You know, maybe I just need to be more sympathetic or I really need to, like, I need to care more. I need to get more connected to my emotions. And some of you out there might need to do that, okay? But some of you don't. And sometimes when we get labeled this over and over again, I'll give you a good example, and it's very interesting extrapolation, but it works. Okay, so you're married, and you're having a fight or an argument with your wife, and your wife looks at you and says, you know what? Your dad was a cheater. I better watch out, because you might cheat on me, because your dad's a cheater. Your dad cheated on your mom, and you go, but what does that mean? What does that mean? And they're like, well, you could be a cheater, too. I don't cheat, though. It's not about, you see what I'm saying? But the label, there's a label here, and it's the same thing as you being the bad person, the other person being the innocent person. When you take on that label, it changes the whole dynamic, okay? And that label is a deference. It's basically used to defer from what the real situation is, what's really going on. Anytime in life when people begin to use certain labels, there's reasons for it, okay? Most of them are quite dubious. And I've realized that we cannot accept a negative label about ourselves because it actually, you know, psychologically, you know, does something to us and makes us somewhat believe that maybe we are the problem. Maybe we are the problem. You know, the next form and fighting tactic that I'd like to talk about is just full-on manipulation. You know, the sky is red. It's red. I'm telling you, it's red. And all of these are manipulative tactics, sure. You know, but manipulation, when you're using full-on manipulation all the time, you're using a toolbox of techniques. You're using a toolbox of techniques that the other person has no idea what's next. I mean, no idea. You're like, I don't know if it's going to be swords or guns or... I don't know, Japanese or Chinese stars. I don't know what's next. I don't know. Okay. And some of us, you know, we get fueled up by this. I can't wait to see what's next. And other of us know that, you know what, this drama and this stuff isn't good for us. Okay. It's not good for us. We get all wrapped up in this stuff. You know, our brain is in all this stuff. We're thinking about this all the time. Our work's not getting done. You know, responsibilities are falling by the wayside. Life is kind of having an issue. You know, everything that we got going on is just kind of, you know, just up and just chaos. And especially when we're dealing with an emotional terrorist in our life, we don't realize the impact that it has in every other area of our life because we're so busy trying to understand how this person or why this person hates us. You know, why are they treating us like this? Why are we going through this? But in the same thought process, we're trying to figure out what we've done wrong. It's like we accept the blame before we really even understand the situation. How come? And that's normal because most of us have a tendency of wanting to take ownership and responsibility. But we also tend to connect with guilt and a negative thought process before we connect with a higher frequency process that has nothing to do with guilt and fear. You know, the next fighting technique that's always interesting is being a martyr, you know, because you start feeling bad because it seems like they're doing everything and you're doing nothing, okay? And sometimes it can be very obvious that this isn't really the case. And other times you might not. You might fall for this trap, okay? And when you're dealing with a martyr and you're dealing with someone like that, you can't ever win. Their life is always more challenging. The problems they have are always worse. Your life is great. You've got no problems, you know? And anything that you've worked hard for to do, they will make you feel guilty for in some way, shape, or form. So let me give you an example. The martyr tells you, you know, I'm barely scraping by. I can't get this done, can't get that done, can't get the car fixed, and you're trying to figure out how you can help, and then at the same time they're kind of lambasting you for not helping. But then let's just go a little bit further. You work 90-hour weeks. You barely get any sleep. You have hardly any family to show because you are overworked all the time. And then they throw back the fact that you actually have some financial security, when in fact that's the only thing that you really have going on in your life because you work so hard. And then they make you feel bad for that. Okay. And that really sucks. And that martyrism I've seen not only obviously with money, but with, you know, with emotions, like, when you don't have time, when literally every single moment of your day, every single moment is accounted for, every single moment. I mean, when you're over there and you have to go to the bathroom, you go, I got 3 minutes to do this, okay, and I got to do X, Y, Z, and you haven't returned an email because you're so busy and you haven't seen it, and then when you see the email, it's like, well, you don't have time for me because I'm not that important and you don't really care about me. That's martyrism, okay? I get it. And I know that that goes back to self-esteem issues with the person that's sending the message, but it's also manipulation, okay? It really is, because you know how many people I don't hear back on an email from for several days? A lot. You know how many people you can call and text and you don't hear back from them? A lot. The last thing that I'm sitting there sending is like, you don't care about me. Your life must be so busy, and I'm just low person on the totem pole. Yeah, sometimes I feel that way, but do I send the email saying that? Heck no. No, I'm not going to sit and make somebody feel bad. You know what I'm saying? One way or another, if they're doing it or not, I don't care. But that's another game and another tactic and fighting tactic that emotional terrorists use. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to Google YouTube, and then in the search bar on YouTube, put in Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. You'll find my latest videos on a lot of content that makes a lot of sense. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in two shakes.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Perspectives, I've been talking about emotional terrorism and what constitutes emotional terrorism in your life. And so right now, I want to talk about the signs that you are being terrorized, okay? The signs are significant. And one of the signs of being emotionally terrorized is discouragement, okay? The opposite of discouragement is what? Support. Okay, so in a good, solid relationship, instead of discouraging one from doing something, someone is actually giving words of supportive words, you know, helping them, you know, reassuring. I'm not like insanely too much, but I'm just saying, you know, caring. I mean, I know that in my marriage, I am very encouraging and I'm supportive. I mean, not like sappily encouraging and supportive, but the idea of discouragement does not do anything for me. The idea of discouraging my friends from achieving their goals and dreams and desires does not make me feel good. It's the opposite of what I want to do. I feel that discouragement is one of those things that people do when they don't want to see someone else be successful in something, whether it's a relationship or a career. You know, in relationships, well, you know, he might cheat. Or, you know, you haven't been successful in a relationship ever. You think this is going to be any different? Or, you know, there's so many more people more qualified than you to do that job. You really think you want to set your sights that high and have, you know, your spirit, you know, beaten down when you don't get it? Do you think you should even bother applying? Because there's a lot of other people that probably have a lot more seniority and maybe even more talent than you do. Now, some of that discouragement is a little more under the radar than that. You know, it's a misery loves company kind of discouragement. But a lot of times, you know, it's painful and it hurts because the last thing you're thinking about is that person, your friend, your mom, your dad, your spouse, anything. You're not thinking about them discouraging you. You're assuming that they're going to be supportive. And so often what happens when you're dealing with emotional terrorism is you're not aware of it. You're not aware of it, and so you're acting upon it. Like, for example, let's say, like, your spouse says, well, you know, I don't know if you want to do that. I mean, it's really hard to do, and da-da-da-da. And so you really had your heart set, and then you start letting that kind of gel into your mind, and those words keep going around in your head. And then guess what else happens then? Your insecurities start peeking out. Your insecurities start, well, you know what? He or she's right, you know. I don't know. And then what? You act on it. And that's a problem. And that discouragement instead of support, it's painful. It's a killer. It's a spirit killer. Okay? And it's one thing that you got to be very aware of because that discouragement can come in the form of a somewhat care. And you might think that it's caring when in reality it's basically control and basically trying to shoot down your dreams. The second sign that you are being terrorized emotionally is criticism. Criticism. So instead of admiration, okay, admiration means, you know, I'm admiring you for doing something. I really think this is amazing. I'm going to criticize you for doing this. I'm going to criticize you. I'm going to criticize how you do things, how you create things, what you're doing. I'm going to criticize your work ethic. I'm going to criticize your work. I'm going to criticize you as a spouse. I'm going to criticize your house cleaning ability. I'm going to criticize the way that you're talking about XYZ. I'm going to criticize your grocery shopping. I'm going to criticize your office, your car. I'm going to criticize the project that you've been working. And that when we criticize, we get criticized, it can come at very different emotional levels, right? So sometimes the criticism can be right in your face, like slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. Whoa, that hurt. Sometimes it can come in the form of not that bad. And that can be even more terrorizing because it's not right in your face. Because usually it's from somebody that you like. It's a friend of yours, or it's somebody you're related to, or it's your spouse. And so you're not thinking about this criticism. You know, you're not thinking about it. It's not like at the forefront. You're not like over there trying to defend yourself against this person. You don't feel like you have to, right? And that's an emotional terrorist. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't feel like you need to. Therefore, you don't defend yourself, right? However, these are the people that you need to be defending yourselves from. These are the people you probably need to figure out what's going on for them to be doing this. But that criticism. And sometimes that criticism, when it comes to somebody that's from somebody that's close to you, it can really, really hurt. But the weird thing about it is when it comes from somebody close to you that you're not really expecting to do that, you take it really to heart. Okay? You take it to heart and it starts making you question your validity or your ability. Okay? I'll give you an example. Okay, let's say you've been working on a big project. It's taking you, let's just say you worked on a project for over a year, a huge project, and it's taken a lot of your time, and you've worked, you're scraped, you're scratched, you sweat, you know, tears, everything, but you got through it, and, you know, one of your good friends makes a comment about that project, about how it could be better. And I know there's some degree of, you know, giving people constructive criticism, and I totally get that. But there's a difference between constructive criticism and criticism with something that cannot be changed. Okay? It's like building a house and it's already done and somebody criticizing the brickwork in the front. Okay, so it's not perfect or it doesn't look like what they thought it would look like, so they criticize it, but the house has already been built. The brick and the stone has already been laid. It's been laid. It's solid. There's no moving it unless you want to, you know, basically have a wrecking ball to this house, right? And so that type of criticism, being that it's not their house to live in, you see what I'm saying? And this is all, you know, this is all like, you know, giving you an example. But that type of criticism is like, where does it come from? And it can be very painful criticism because usually they're criticizing something that you've been working on or something that's very close to your heart. And because you don't see them as being that type of person, you really take it to heart and you get real down on yourself. Okay, and I've been there before, and I'm sure that what I just explained, you've probably been there before too, where you were so proud of it, and you really cared about what that person thought, and when you were telling them about it, they're like, oh yeah, and then they look at it, oh, well, but you could have done this, but you know, everything that I know about laying brick, you should have done that. And it just literally takes that wind out of your sail, and you got to be very cognitive of when it's happening, because if you're not, it can make you feel very insecure. It can make you question the rest of your abilities, and then it can also make you undermine that big project that you've been working on that you were so happy with right before this person had to break it down. The next sign that you are being emotionally terrorized is chaos. When you're dealing with chaos, okay, when it's constant chaos, when you're surrounded by somebody that their entire life is chaos, you know, there's a lot of things that they could do to take control of the matter, but they do not want to take responsibility for their action. Because there's a difference between chaos. There's chaos and there's balance, right? And when you're in a relationship with somebody, whether it's a friendship or, you know, a romantic relationship, one of the caveats of having a good relationship is having balance, okay? Constructive balance. Being able to understand, being able to put the cards on the table, being able to be direct and upfront and honest. And, you know, basically cutting down on the drama and cutting down on the chaos and working to facilitate a strong and balanced relationship. And I've had relationships with people in the past that literally was so chaotic. It was so much drama. And it wasn't anything I could do. I kept trying to figure out, was it me? You start to question yourself. You start to question the validity of you. You start to question your own sanity, right? And then you try to be the person that saves everybody or fixes everything when you're in the situation. But eventually you realize when you're in a chaotic situation like this that that person doesn't want anything fixed. No matter how much you try to fix, they will fight you on it. And this is what I'm talking about, chaos, okay? When you try to fix things and you try to help them, but they would rather live in that chaos. But instead of taking responsibility and trying to work on the chaos, they want to bring you into that whirlwind of emotional and mental and physical and emotional chaos that's only going to like suck you up and spit you out and hurt every other area and facet of your life. And these are big things because remember, this happens often and we're not aware of it, okay? Another sign of emotional terrorism is indifference. When somebody's indifferent with you about something. Indifference is one of the harshest things to deal with, okay? Because the opposite of it is what? Empathy. When somebody's empathic, they care, they feel. And that indifference to me is almost like a lack of caring, a lack of emotional EQ, a lack of the ability to understand the human condition. And there's lots of forms that comes from, okay? And a lot of you know exactly what I'm alluding to, but that indifference, there's no love in. If you're indifferent to someone's pain or indifferent to someone's love, I find that almost subhuman. An inability to feel. Stay tuned. I'll be talking more about the emotional terrorist and what you can do about it. Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community? A CEO and executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about the emotional terrorist, what it means to deal with emotional terrorism in your life, and I've been discussing the signs of being emotionally terrorized. And right before the break, I was talking about the various signs that directly relates to this. And the last one I want to bring up before really talking about what you can do about the emotional terrorist in your life is blame. Blame is a big one. Emotional terrorists use blame constantly. They blame others for everything that's happening in their life. They take no responsibility for anything. Okay? Is that starting to hit home right now? Is there somebody that you're starting to realize is an emotional terrorist in your life? The person that never accepts any responsibility. Every problem in their life is because of you. Everything that goes wrong is because of you. And if it wasn't because of you, it wouldn't go wrong. They accept no responsibility. And they create these narratives based on the fact that they are completely not guilty and everything they do is right or misunderstood. Okay? They're misunderstood people and they're just trying their best. And I understand sometimes, I mean, things go wrong. Things, you know, you have trouble and there's situations in life, but when you're not willing to take any responsibility for your actions, that is emotional terrorism to me. And I've been in relationships where I was berated about one thing or another, or about how because I didn't do XYZ, this caused all this stuff in their life, or I was the root of all the problems. And it wasn't until I exited stage right, I realized I wasn't the root of all their problems. They are the root of all their problems. Okay? And when I left, I finally started getting my self-esteem back, and I started working on my powering up, and I started working on myself and realizing I'm a pretty good person. I'm a good person. I deserve to be treated with respect because I treat others with respect, and I take responsibility for what I do, and I spend time and surround myself with other individuals who also take responsibility for their actions. And I appreciate that because that makes us all on even playing field. It's also based on truth, right? And honesty. And that's the way I like to live my life. And that's the people I like to be surrounded with. Okay, I want to bring up, because once you've identified the emotional terrorist in your life, you know, you ask yourself, well, what do I do about it now? I mean, now that I know who's, you know, guilty, and I mean, I don't mean to say that, but, you know, terrorist number one in your life, now that you've figured out who that is, okay, what do you do? And oftentimes, this particular person is probably somebody that's close to you, okay? Otherwise, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter because they wouldn't be that close to you emotionally. You wouldn't be that enmeshed in their life to feel these types of things. You know, there's a lot of emotional terrorists out there, but they're just acquaintances. You see them at events, or you see them at work, or you see them at the school when you're picking your kids up, or their parents in the PTA, or they work in the office, or whatever. But you're not close enough to get it that they would try to take you down emotionally if you were actually close to them. And it's funny how some emotional terrorists, most of them emotional terrorists, the people that only get to know them in certain settings think they're the best people in the world. Okay, because they show a different side of themselves to those people. And, you know, it's interesting how emotional terrorists actually take out their anger and frustration on the people that are closest to them. Okay, and that's why it's so hard. And that's why it's hard to identify. It's not because you had your head in the sand necessarily. It was because you were making excuses for it for a very long time. Because it's hard to know that your best friend is an emotional terrorist. It's hard to know that your wife or husband is an emotional terrorist. It's hard to identify your brother, sister, your mother, your father, grandmother, grandfather as an emotional terrorist. Okay? It's not easy. It's not like we go, oh, woohoo, yay, this is great. I got an emotional terrorist in the family. I'm so lucky. No. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants it, right? So how do you deal with it? Well, you know, the first thing about, you know, basically, I don't know about confrontation, but dealing with the fact that you have emotional terrorists in your life is to really just be straight up honest with it. I realize one thing in life is that, you know, people can't argue with the truth. Okay, they can avoid you, they can hide from you. Okay, that's the big deal. When you're telling the truth and people don't want to hear it, they're going to be nowhere to be found. Okay, because they don't want you calling them out on their BS. Okay, nobody wants to be called out. They don't want to take responsibility, remember? They're going to criticize you. They're going to be indifferent with you. They're going to be chaotic. They're going to blame. They're going to discourage you. And they're going to use the blame game. They're going to push all your buttons, possibly employ the silent treatment, you know, call you and identify you and label you as the bad guy or the bad lady or the bad person. Use full-on manipulation and probably be the martyr at the same time. Or use like this whole entire manipulative toolbox to their advantage to take advantage of you being a nice person. Okay? So once you've identified it, I believe that you got to be honest. Okay? You can avoid. Some of us want to avoid because we don't want to deal with confrontation. And what I found out is when you don't want to deal with confrontation, you just get all upset inside. You know, your stomach starts churning and, you know, you get a little bit of acid reflux. You're probably spending a little more time in the bathroom than you want to. I'm just telling it like it is. You know it is. You know this is the truth. I got to tell you the way it is on Live Your True Life Perspectives. I can't tell you what it's not real. So I think you got to be honest. You got to step up to the plate and you got to point it out. And they're probably going to try to turn it on you, okay? And so if you're not really ready for that yet, you're not ready for argumentation, you know it. And you begin to familiarize with yourself with the subject. And you begin to understand it and see it. And you begin to be able to notice it and pick it up immediately. One of the first things that I tell my clients is once you figure this out, you don't have to run to them and say, I know you're an emotional terrorist. I know you do this. No, instead, you're aware. And the cool thing about being aware is that you don't have to rebuttal. The cool thing about being aware is that you can stay as cool as a cucumber, but you see the game being played. Once you see the game being played long enough, it'll probably upset you a little bit because you go, what the heck is going on here? I've been involved with this emotional terrorism for a really, really long time, and I didn't even know it. You know, another thing is just being truthful and demonstrating by example is the best way to deal with this. But to be honest with you, you've got to step up to the plate and explain, hey, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I'm seeing. And, I'm not going to stand for this anymore. And sometimes this can really change things. Sometimes you got to be willing to let go. But remember, when we want something in our life, we have to be doing that. We have to be demonstrating that and being the best person we can be every moment of every day, even when nobody else is watching, because that's living by the right and being the right example. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.